Let's get fucking lucky! Lucky, baby!
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
The cream of the crop! Nobody does it better.
Woo!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
It doesn't matter what your names are.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
God created the heaven. He created the earth. He created
the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Man, I hope you didn't put away your sweaters, your winter coats, all the year long johns and everything, because even at 56 degrees at the corner of 6th and Market, it sure does feel like we're going back in time. Gonna get back in time.
Yeah, anytime it rains and the temperature drops, it feels like it's another 10 or 15 degrees colder, doesn't it? I mean, it's just bone chilling that it's 56 and feels like 40.
Look behind you.
What's that?
It's kind of dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that eclipse, isn't it? It is.
It's not as dark as the eclipse.
Come on, man.
No.
There's shadows.
The eclipse was a hell of a lot darker.
Okay.
And a lot colder, too.
What about that stupid squirrel, that chipmunk, whatever it was? Punxsutawney idiot.
I don't know. I still don't. You know what? I get confused two things. I never know what he sees, and I never know what daylight savings
time is. What is he? Is he an aardvark? What is he?
He's Punxsutawney Phil. He's a groundhog.
Oh, he's a groundhog.
Yes,
that's right.
He's a groundhog.
Gopher.
Yes. Yeah. If I kill all the golfers, they'll lock me up and throw away the key.
So what'd you do last night? You know, we talked about not having any sports to watch. I watched a little bit of the replay of the Guardians, and I came away with this.
What?
Guardians won 3 games in a series in Boston for the first time since 2000.
That's how long it's been.
It's the only note I made in the second time I watched that game.
Yeah.
Guess what? We still won 5-4.
And he didn't blow a save.
He did not blow a save.
No.
He didn't get the win either, though.
Very, very good that Class he didn't blow a save. Yeah. What did I catch up on last night? Oh, I caught up on some of Survivor.
Okay.
I watched like the first half on Wednesday night and then watched the second half. I'm already out. My two contestants are out in our Survivor pool that we're in. So for the first time, like I think in what, 4 episodes, I won't have a chance to win any money. And so I watched a little bit of that. And then I'm watching this show, Luther. Have you ever seen this show?
Luther, I Am Your Father?
No, that's Darth Vader. Luther with Idris Elba. Is that his name?
Yeah, something like that. Idris Elba.
Idris, however you pronounce his name.
From across the pond.
Yeah, and he's a detective who kind of pushes the envelope between breaking the rules and not breaking the rules.
Yeah? Is his name Luther?
His name is Luther.
He's Luther?
Yeah.
Detective.
He's Luther the detective, and Jonathan Luther is his name. They just call him Luther.
All right.
And I started watching that, and I binge watched 2 seasons.
It's a way to do it, though,
4 episodes each season only, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I got through 2 seasons of Luther.
You know, I think I'm ready to go back and start watching The Sopranos.
Yeah.
And it's simple because I told you I started following the Shirippa. What's his name? Steve Shirippa.
Okay.
He was on The Sopranos. And his follow on Instagram is absolutely hysterical.
Yeah.
He's on there every day with his dog. And the dog eats anything that he eats. Like the one day he's there with a big hero sandwich, big sub sandwich, like a 6-footer.
Right.
And the dog's just taking bites out of this thing. So yesterday I pull this thing up and I'm watching and see what I didn't hear it, though. I didn't have the sound up.
Okay.
He's eating a big piece of watermelon with his dog. Now he's got a dachshund.
Okay.
Did I say that right? Is it dachshund?
Dachshund. Yes. You are correct.
I want to call it a Datsun.
Yeah. No, no.
Datsun
is the car. Doc.
Doc.
Dachshund. Son is the dog.
So he's sitting there eating this melon.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical because he eats right after the dog. He doesn't care.
What's the guy's name?
Steve Shirippa. We had him on the show.
I was going to say that's the guy that came on and told us some great stories. How do you spell Shirippa?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. I want to say S-C-H-I-R.
Okay. S-C-H.
I-P-P-A.
I-P-P-A, like a beer.
S-C-H Shirippa. I don't know. I'll type it. I got to see if I can find this guy.
Funny.
I'm always looking for a good follow. You know, somebody to make me laugh, pop up on our phone and check things out. But hey,
what?
Guess what? Guardians are back in action tonight.
Thank goodness.
Against the A's, it'll be 30 degrees at
Progressive
Field.
It will be
30
degrees, and this is no give me. I mean, when we looked at that team earlier on in the season, it was really a bad team, but I got news for you. Boston's much worse than the A's. You realize in their last 10 games, the A's are 6-4, as are the Guardians?
I did not know that.
They're not that bad. That's a young team. They want to play. And, you know, I would imagine a team like the A's plays better outside of Oakland than they do at that piece of crap stadium that they're in.
Maybe that.
Why wouldn't you?
Maybe you feel more like a major leaguer when you're playing in a major league stadium and fans are there.
Play in front of some people, and yeah. It's interesting too. People, let's remember, let's support the Guardians. They're in first place. Enjoy it while they're there.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens tonight, not only with the game, and here's what I will be paying even more attention to.
Oh, Tristan McKenzie.
Does he make it through the game? I was there for the Eclipse home opener. He pitched that day, right? We were up in the suite with my buddies from college, mm-hmm. and we're all wondering, is he going to make it out of this game healthy? How many mm-hmm. innings is he going to go? Well, he wasn't great, but he wasn't hurt. Mm-hmm. And then what did we come to find out? We come to find out that he's got a partial torn UCL or whatever the hell it is, ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow and his throwing arm. He's decided to forego the surgery, mm-hmm. Tommy John surgery, and try and rehab and pitch through it. Some guys have been successful. Mm-hmm. Some haven't. I'm holding my breath every pitch tonight when he's out there, especially with the colder weather.
It doesn't begin and end with him. I don't believe we've had a starter go past six innings, and that includes Shane Bieber in the first two starts that he had before they shut him down. And now he's having Tommy John surgery. I don't know what to expect from Tristan McKenzie, but I don't know what they're going to do if he's already injured and they decide to shut him down, you're already without your ace. He hasn't performed like the incumbent ace because it's probably been Logan Allen. I don't know what they do. If they shut him down or if he gets injured or can't answer the bell or gets knocked out early. Dude, here's the thing. He gets knocked out in the second or third inning, he's done, don't you think?
I'm watching the velocity.
Don't say that word.
I'm watching the velo on him
you
tonight.
You said it, not me.
I know. That's right. I'm watching his velo. If it doesn't top like 91 miles an hour, then we'll know the end is near.
91 isn't very fast either.
Not in today's game.
Right.
Not tonight.
Which is okay if you're Cookie Carrasco.
Right.
By the way, he pitched a gem yesterday.
A gem.
Oh, thank you.
You like that. Yeah. So you dropped the velo.
I'm dropping velo. I'm picking up gem now. So take that, Franken Maslin.
Was that who it was?
I think it was.
You know what Kenny said? I think it was yesterday.
What?
In place of earned run average. What'd you say, Kenny?
Ernie.
Oh, nice.
Ernie.
Yeah.
I like that.
What's his Ernie?
and one we haven't used all year or for RBI.
Yes.
Ribby.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Don't say it.
He had three ribbies last
year. Can we have a moratorium on these words in baseball, please?
Ribbies, Ernie, velo.
I got to get over that phone call. I'm still upset about
it. You are. It's still bothering. Why is it still bothering?
It's kind of like that guy that stole Brian's sandwich that day.
Yeah.
He never let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I'm going to let it go.
Who was the guy again?
I think it was Franken Maslin. I'm not positive.
Okay. You forgot his name. So that's a good thing.
It was somebody in Maslin. Probably doesn't like me because I went to McKinley.
You're a McKinley guy. That's it. He figured, you know what? We won the state championship in the
playoff
era.
Put it in my face.
Let's throw it.
Anything I say is wrong.
No matter what.
That's right.
No matter what.
How dare you say it's cloudy outside.
Velo, Ernie, Ribby. What else we got there as far as baseball terms we could use? Velo, Ernie. There's another one. Would be next. Do you like that term?
No. What does that mean?
Two outs in the inning.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Somebody's up at the plate. Guy's on first and second. Guy in the on-deck circle.
Mm-hmm.
May or may not bat, because if there's a third out, he's not going to bat.
Too confused.
So you always hear that Jose Ramirez, 1-2 count. Josh Naylor would be next.
Yeah, that's almost as confusing as what a balk is, and I still haven't figured it out. Or when a guy goes to the stretch, I don't get it.
What do you mean?
When the pitcher pitches out of the stretch or whatever, I don't get it.
What's there to get or not get?
What's different between every other pitch he threw?
Yeah, normally you're facing head on the batter.
Watch a replay and tell me there's a difference. There ain't no difference.
And with some guys, most guys, there is.
Guy's shoe gets stuck in the rubber and he got called for a balk.
Yeah, it's a balk.
That's not fair.
Back to back. I wonder what the odds were on one of my betting apps that if I would have laid $5 down on the Guardians will get called in consecutive games for balks that scored a run in each game.
Here's the thing. I'll give you a contest right now.
All right.
What happens less frequently,
okay,
a balk in baseball
or
a safety in football?
Oh, boy. Less frequently. I'll say a safety in football because there are less games.
I happen to have the numbers right here. You would be wrong.
Sure you do. You didn't look that up. Now, if your brother looked it up and gave it to you,
you would believe him.
Then
I didn't sell that very well.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I tried.
You did. Yeah.
I think a safety occurs less. Balks occur more because you don't hear a lot of when they're balks. A safety always scores you points.
Wait,
a
what
balk
do you call
may
them?
Not.
What
a balk did score a run yesterday.
But usually it doesn't, so you don't really
How do you say
remember it?
Balk.
Balk.
Balk. Balk. You say balk.
Did I say balk?
You said balk.
Hey,
every
Brian.
Balk.
Who's the manager of the Cleveland Guardians, Brian?
Stephen Vogt.
Thank you.
Hey, it only took him 18 games or whatever
Surprise
it is.
He got it right, though. That's very good.
Hey, I started writing his name out, V-O-T-E, so I wouldn't screw it up.
I would have never thought to call him Vogt or Vot.
Yeah.
Until he started calling him that.
Yeah, Stephen Vogt.
Our neighbors growing up were the Vots.
Is that how they spelled
on
it?
On Cottage Place. No, it wasn't V-O-G-T, but it was Vot.
And I went to school with a Vot, spelled V-O-G-T, swear to God.
Is he the manager of the Guardians?
No, I don't know what he's doing. It was a girl, actually.
I played basketball in a summer league with Lloyd Vot, who went to Youngstown State on a full ride.
Really?
Yeah, Lloyd Vot. I tried to throw him an alley once in a summer league game. I was terrible at throwing alley-oops. I threw it like at the top of the backboard, and it was way too high.
I like that name, Lloyd Vot.
Yeah. Lloyd Vot. And he was a good player. We won a championship that summer. Yeah, but I didn't connect on my alley-oop pass. I let him too much. It was too high.
Was it even a thing back then?
Yeah, it was. Because you had the Koopaloop. Do you remember the Koopaloop?
No.
Magic, they'd run a set play, the Lakers would, Showtime Lakers, Magic Johnson, back screen for Michael Cooper, and Magic would throw it up anywhere near the hoop, and Michael Cooper would go up and slam it home, alley-oop,
Funny
Koopaloop.
You mentioned Magic Johnson. 45 years ago, today's date in history, 1979, the first pick of the National Basketball Association draft, the L.A. Lakers, and how in the hell they got the number one pick. Magic Johnson.
Yeah, it must have been from a trade the year before or something.
How fixed was that?
James Worthy was the one they got from the Cavaliers, right?
I don't remember.
I think the Cavaliers traded for some stiff, or let me rephrase that, some older player that they thought could help them, and gave up a draft pick, and it ended up being James Worthy for the Los Angeles Lakers.
What does Magic Johnson have in common with Joe Dellomalor, who's going to be on the program today?
Magic Johnson and Joe Dellomalor are both Hall of Famers.
No, that's not what I'm looking for.
Okay, what are you looking for then?
They are both alumni. I believe Magic graduated. He had to, don't you think?
I don't know if he got his degree or not.
They both attended Michigan State University.
They're Spartans.
Yep.
Spartans. Like, what was that cheer on Saturday Night Live?
That'd be there about the same time, don't you think?
Will Ferrell and, Joe Dellomalor a lot older than Magic. Joe was a first-round pick, I believe, in 73 by the Bills. Magic didn't get out of school till 78.
78.
Spartans. So we can talk to him about.
Would you like a little bit more history on today's date in history?
Sure, why not?
Since we're at it,
yeah.
Because we'll do this again.
It's
when
April
we
19th.
On the infield.
Yeah.
Okay, 36 years ago today, 1988.
Yes.
April 19th.
Yeah.
Sonny Bono, sworn in as mayor of Palm Springs, California, skied into that tree 10 years later.
Bang!
There he is.
I got you.
I will try to figure a way to work in Sonny Bono into the program. Thank you very much.
You're terrible, man. Just
Why?
Terrible.
It's history.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
It's history. Look out for that tree. God. Tim Alcorn was there.
So artless.
Tim Alcorn had the play-by-play. Take a listen.
I got you.
Well, there he is. It's a little bit late.
You are heartless.
Tim Alcorn was late on that call. See?
I have no... By the way, those are the thoughts and opinions of my co-host and
it's
only my co-host.
Not an opinion.
Co-host.
That is a fact.
Jeff Turk,
he skied into a tree.
Not me. Not Kenny Rutter.
Look out.
I'm not saying that. It's
Bang.
Not me. You're the only
Bang.
One who brings up Sonny Bono. Why?
What's worse?
What's your infatuation with Sonny Bono?
I love Sonny and Cher. Kidding me? It was one of the greatest shows of all time.
You never even watched
Listen,
that
it's
show.
It's up there with Rutger Hauer being one of the greatest actors ever.
Okay.
Look, Sonny and Cher was at least as good as the Donnie and Marie show.
No.
And if Pam Cooke can sit in this chair weekdays from 5 o'clock until 10 a.m. and talk about how great Donny Osmond is, I can revel in the fact that Sonny Bono skied into a tree.
Okay, what? Jeez. You are infatuated with some of the weirdest things.
January 5th? I'll give you the exact date. January 5th, 1998. Look out. Don't go skiing on that day.
I'll distract him with Rucker Howard.
Great actor. Seen things you people wouldn't believe.
That's right.
The guy who was driving that car back there, the guy who picked me up before you did.
Was that him in the car?
Yeah, sure it was. Because it walked very far.
Why is that?
Because I cut off his legs.
He cut off his
legs.
That's
the creepiest voice ever.
Yeah. And his head.
Okay, Brian, that's good.
Yeah, what movie was that from? The Hitcher?
The Hitcher.
I haven't watched that one in a while. I have to go back and watch that.
Should have watched it last night.
I know.
No sports.
There were no sports.
That's why we're talking about Sonny and Cher.
You know, Brittany had to work last night at the hospital, and I was, you know, when she got her break, she texted me. I said, just, you know, watching Luther. She's like, you're watching Luther without me? And I'm like, there are no sports on tonight.
She liked it.
And she's like, of course, when I'm not home, there are no sports on because she's sick of me watching sports.
Had a house to myself. I'm there with the Wonder Dog, and I didn't know what to do. And I made dinner, and I thought, let's see if Bally Sports has the Guardians. I don't know why I wanted to watch
it. Did you?
Guess what I watched in between timeouts?
What?
Anytime there was a commercial, and I don't know what the channel was. It might have been Paramount. Tommy Boy.
Tommy. Oh, yeah, with what's his name?
That's right.
Yeah.
What is
David
that guy's
Spade
name?
And.
What is his name?
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
Yeah, those two. Yeah, that was
good. Pretty good.
Was Bo Derek in that movie?
Yes.
Yes, she was.
38 years old when she was in that movie.
How did you know that?
Because I Googled it.
Yeah, you were like,
wait a minute.
You went Frankenstein.
Well,
you went,
you know what I wanted to see? I really wanted to see how old the movie was. The movie's 29 years old.
Okay.
And if she's still around, how old is she? And then I'm not going to do the math. Don't ask me to do math. Coach Butch was here. If he was here,
67.
Did it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, shout out to Coach Anthony Butch. Enjoy your retirement and raising the kids. And good luck with all of that. And good luck to the Jackson program.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll hire the right guy if they haven't already who was on his staff.
First of all, that's no retirement.
Yeah,
well, he's got more work now.
I know, right? He's got, I think it's a 4-3 and a newborn. So, God bless him.
That's three.
Yeah, they're very good.
He can count.
Yeah. So, good to see him, though. Stopping by at the station for a second. And you mentioned Joe DeLaMalur will be in studio with us. Another one of our Friday interviews with the Hall of Fame residency program, former Buffalo Bill and Cleveland Brown.
This is interesting, too. On the heels of what went down last week and O.J. Simpson passes away, Joe DeLaMalur is in charge of the electric company. He's the only one in that offensive line in the Hall of Fame.
Is he? Reggie McKenzie isn't in?
Nope.
I thought Reggie might have been in. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, he was a stud. At guard, this guy was one of the best to ever play, obviously, if he's in the Hall of Fame. And how about this irony? You ready for this irony? Do you know what class he was a part of?
Yes.
What class?
2003.
Do you know how many yards O.J. Simpson ran for when he broke the 2,000-yard mark?
2003.
Exactly.
Yes.
How about the irony of that?
So he blocked for O.J. Simpson and when Brian Sipe won his MVP.
Yeah. Cardiac Kids, 1980, first year, traded to Cleveland.
So you mentioned the other members, some of the other members of that electric company.
Yeah.
And Reggie McKenzie is also a Detroit kid.
Oh,
they both grew up in Detroit. I want to know, and I'm going to ask him when they get here. Yeah, they had to know each other.
Mm.
One goes to Michigan State, the other one goes to Michigan.
Mm. Rivals.
You think you fight for somebody else, or do you have a voice in trying to get someone else elected into the Hall of Fame once you're in?
Sure you do. Sure you can. What you can do is you can go to they're called Hall of Fame voices presenters, right? And they all meet in that room, and there's 45 of them or whatever it is.
So fall on deaf ears.
Well, it depends on the class that year, right? Because one of the things the Hall looks at is, okay, each position, how many guys do we have already in the Hall of Fame at that position? Oh, we're light in this position? Oh, somebody's going to say, let's make a strong push then for an offensive lineman this year, or a linebacker, or a center, or something like that.
Look into it and see how many offensive linemen are in the Hall of Fame right now.
Specifically guards. Right.
Okay.
Was it,
well,
what was Reggie a guard or a tackle?
He was a guard. He was the other guard.
Yeah, he was. Okay. That's what I thought.
So my question's got to be this. When you start considering the fact, like Tim Brown last week was in with us.
Yeah.
Tim Brown, he kind of mentioned they made him wait a couple of years because Andre Reed goes in, Michael Irvin goes in.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, before this guy gets to the senior committee, we better put Tim Brown in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now let's remember this. The writers have to make a pitch for each person to get elected or at least be on the ballot.
Yeah.
Who's his writer? Somebody in L.A.? Somebody in Oakland?
I'm not sure who it was. Like, Tony Grossi does all the Browns players, right?
But he didn't do them when they moved. He didn't vote for anybody in Baltimore.
No, he doesn't. No, not for Baltimore players. But if they were in Cleveland, even though they went to Baltimore, he would still stand up for them and hope that they would go in as Cleveland Browns. That would be my suggestion.
Who was the kicker? Stover? Was Stover the last?
Matt Stover, Phil Dawson?
No, the last remaining Brown that played
for
the Ravens years ago.
Wasn't Steve Everett, the center, went over there to Baltimore
as
well.
But I thought the kicker was the last one. He lasted the longest.
Oh, it might have been. Yeah. Of all the players from 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that made it to Baltimore when they started, 96?
Because remember, had they stayed one more year, Ray Lewis is a Brown. Could you imagine?
Well,
if that team doesn't move.
Unless Art Modell would have intervened and not let him
pick him. He was still owning the team when they drafted him in Baltimore.
I had no choice.
Phil Dawson. No. Phil Dawson didn't play for the Ravens.
No, never played for the Ravens. No, it was Matt Stover who went there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he might have been the longest tenured.
Could you imagine that Brown team doesn't move?
In Baltimore.
That team doesn't move. Do they win the Super Bowl
again,
Baltimore won?
Don't know. Don't know if
that team doesn't move. Would Joe Flacco have been a Brown 30 years earlier?
Does Ozzie become a general manager in Cleveland? Probably not, because Belichick was still there. Belichick in control.
Didn't matter. Ozzie was hired by Art Modell, wasn't he?
Right. Well, when they moved, they had to put together a front office when they moved, and hires Ozzie Newsome. So you don't know.
We'll ask Ozzie. Ozzie's in town.
Yeah, I was going to say he was in with Joe today for that.
We'll ask Joe.
Our lucky winner. Somebody won lunch today with a pair of Browns Hall of Famers. And hopefully they enjoyed it and got some information out of them.
And Joe's participating in that Chalk Talk as we speak
Chalk Talk. After.
Chalk Talk. I
Rock,
love Chalk Talk.
Chalk Talk Jayhawk.
There you go. So, we'll have him on. We'll ask him all about his time with the Cardiac Kid season, 1980, had to be nuts, right?
Yeah.
If you were on that team and it came down to the last second every freaking Sunday, man, had to be awesome to be a part of.
It was kind of reminiscent of what we saw this past season. Now what we have to figure out is whether or not they can back that season up with another good one, or was it all just a luck shot? I think they had a losing record the following year after the Cardiac Kids.
I don't know what the record was in 81. I have to look that up. I have to check that out. Don't know. You would think by the way, Deshaun Watson's throwing the ball 40 yards. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Drew Barry?
He said it in his interview. If you listen long enough,
he
says, well, I can make every throw.
Yeah, well, we'll see. What's the bone? The glenoid bone? The Glen Oak bone, I call
connected
it?
Connected to the Hammett bone. No, isn't that right?
Whatever it is. But here's the thing. Is it susceptible to further injury on a lesser hit because of the uniqueness of it?
This doesn't happen to football players that often. Usually it happens with baseball pitchers. The Browns in 1981 were 5-11.
There you go. They go from the penthouse to the outhouse. Just like that. MVP to nothing.
That stinks.
Yeah. So let's hope that's not the case for the Browns this year, although they are in a division where all four teams are going to be considered playoff teams when the season starts.
Here's what I like about this exhibit at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, this Browns Legacy Unleashed.
Yeah.
You get Dave Logan, who I haven't seen since we were in college.
Yeah.
Maybe before.
85, right?
He
number
was 85. A broadcaster in Denver with the Denver Broncos. Number 85, he was outstanding receiver for the Browns. And Ozzie Newsome, who you mentioned, but we consider now pretty much a Raven. But it's interesting because you still wear the orange and brown, and some people probably still have Ozzie Newsome jerseys, but do you see as many Ozzie Newsome jerseys anymore? I don't.
No.
I see Bernie Kosar. I see Jim Brown. Ozzie, in my mind, I think, and I know he's inducted as a Brown. He's a Raven, man.
Well, he's a Raven as a front office guy. He's a Brown as a player.
Raven through and through.
Well, he won rings, yes, with the Ravens. He was a Hall of. He's got a ring as a Hall of Famer with the Browns.
Now,
he's got rings, Super Bowl rings as a Raven
that's
executive.
Why it's nice that he comes back and he embraces the fact that he is still a part of the Cleveland Browns legacy, and that's a great story. And a lot of fans. I mean, when you meet Ozzie Newsome, he's still the way he was 35 years ago. When we were walking the halls at BW, and we'd see him, and we used to work there. And I was a ball boy, and I got to work alongside of him. He is a Cleveland Brown. He's also a Raven.
Well, that's all right. He brought good times to the Cleveland
What
area.
Times?
Good times.
What a hot times.
Not hot times. Good times. Right. Rather than
Fred. It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.